Hey guys, and welcome to the podcast. Hope you enjoy as we go through anything that's happened during the week, be it games, anime, K-pop, I don't know, whatever weeby stuff I happen to catch my eye during the week. So yeah, without further ado, let's go get this episode started. Hello, friendos. It is time for yet another podcast episode. This one, I'm a little bit late, I guess, on talking about this, but I kind of wanted to just do a recap a little bit of the winter 2021 Crunchyroll, or even just anime in general, simulcast season, because it ended, a little bit ago, a couple months ago, and the new simulcast season is here. And I kind of just wanted to, I guess, gather my thoughts a little bit about it. I guess to start off, I've said this a couple of times, but it really feels like this past simulcast season is or was the probably, like, in my opinion, one of the most, if not the most, stacked anime season there really has sort of ever been. Like, this past simulcast season had so many good series that were just simulcasting and airing at the same time, and it was sort of just a byproduct, an after effect of the fact that we had COVID last year. And because we had COVID last year, a lot of the animes that were going to air during, like, spring and summer ended up getting delayed to later. And this was kind of evident from, I think I talked about it in, like, a previous anime episode. It might have been the one that I did with Danzik, where we just talked about how, like, for summer and spring, there was really, like, not that many things. Like, I think in one of them, I'm pretty sure it was summer 2020. It was literally just ReZero season 2 part 1 that sort of just got us through that simulcast season. And then winter came, right? Like the Jon Snow meme of, like, brace yourselves, winter is coming. Yeah, that's this thing. And so, like, with winter 2021, like, this anime simulcast season that we just had was stacked, in my opinion, right? Like, this isn't even a list of, like, all of the ones that, like, aired, but, like here are, like, the ones that, like, sort of, like, in my opinion, were just amazing. There's the time I got reincarnated as a slime. Like, it finally came back. Like, slime had sort of just been having, like, a couple, like, just, like, random releases, but, like, this was an actual, like, new season that was released. We had Attack on Titan final season, which ended up, quote-unquote, not being the final season because they're pulling, like, a ReZero season 2 and, like, splitting it into two parts. Season 2 was here. Part 2 is going to come, and oh, boy, oh, my gosh, Attack on Titan has always been good. In my opinion. Oh, my gosh, sorry. In my opinion. And, like, the animations on, like, Attack on Titan has always been amazing. The openings are always so, so very good. And the plot is starting to thicken a lot. Like, I've read the manga also, so I kind of already know, like, all the stuff that's going to happen. But it's so nice to just see it, like, animated. That, and, like, Attack on Titan, like, I think MAPPA's doing it now. They killed the animation for this past season. So that was really, really good. Dr. Stone season 2 aired in winter, which Dr. Stone is something that's, like, near and dear to my heart because if any of you know, I am actually a computer engineer by major. Like, that's my actual major as a computer engineer. So I am a huge geek and nerd and science buff, and so it's always a joy just, like, seeing Dr. Stone and just seeing, like, all of, like, the attempts to, like, remodernize the world. There's the continuation of Jujutsu Kaisen, and Jujutsu Kaisen has sort of just been like an anime that I'm super happy with how much I am enjoying. Jujutsu Kaisen, it's like it's quickly becoming one of my favorite series, and just always a joy to watch. Like, I always enjoy just watching Jujutsu Kaisen, and like in this past simulcast, near the end, when Itadori and Nobara were doing that the fight against the Cursed Brothers, that fight was so good. Like, if you haven't seen it, you need to see it. It is so well animated. It's amazingly, beautifully, wonderfully done. It is so good. What else was there? Okay, so these next two that I'm going to list, they actually aren't really that quality. It's just sort of like highlighting how trash sometimes the animes that I watch are. But like Armor Shop for Ladies and Gentlemen and Hidden Dungeon, like these two are just, they're not like the most high quality animes with like well-designed plots or anything like that. Like, they are kind of just trashy fan servicey. But you know what? Sometimes it's nice to like take a break from like these like high quality stuff where like the plots are like amazing. You're having like all of these like plot twists and things like that. And just sometimes just enjoy a self-aware anime that just pokes at all the anime tropes that are out there and unabashedly just does them. Right, and so that's Armor Shop for Ladies and Gentlemen and The Hidden Dungeon That Only I Can Enter. Like, these animes are just, they are kind of just trash, but at the same time, it was a nice, like, it's sometimes nice to just, like, have that as, like, sort of, like, a cutaway from, like, the amazing animes and just, like, come back and, like, use them as, like, sort of, like, eye bleaches for each other. What else was there? There was World Trigger Season 2, which I've been, like, super excited about because World Trigger was actually an anime that I referenced in another one of my episodes before when I was talking about, like, breaks and things like that and how breaks can be good because breaks give you a chance to, like, recoup, to, like, refocus, give you a chance to, like, breathe. And, yeah, like, breaks are good. World Trigger is, like, one of those where there was, like, sort of like a long break in the manga itself and also with the anime. And so it's really, really cool to see World Trigger Season 2 come back and like, or World Trigger to come back and have a second season. And so, because World Trigger is also probably easily one of my more favorite series as well, but like, it's been kind of on a break. Now, if Hunter x Hunter could finally come back, that would be great too, but that's not in the winter 2021. So we won't delve on that a little bit. Not that I'm, not that it doesn't hurt me inside or anything like that. But yeah, World Trigger Season 2 came. ReZero Season 2 Part 2. Like, I have talked a little bit of when like Season 2 Part 1 ended of how amazing ReZero has been, and Season 2 Part 2 just continues on this train. Like, it's so crazy with ReZero how Season 1 like felt so crazy with like all of the plot and stuff like that, and then Season 2 almost just basically was just like, yeah, remember how you thought like Season 1 was crazy? No, Season 2 is just crazier to like the 50th degree, where it just, like, starts unveiling all of the plot and all of, like, this world building that was sort of, like, starting in Season 1 just, like, sort of just suddenly, like, bursts open and now everything is happening. And that's really what ReZero Season 2 is. It's just been so good. I'm probably gonna, I guess I think I will probably just take some time and actually try and formulate a singular podcast episode just talking about Season 2 Part 2. Sort of as a continuation of the other episode that I did for Part 1, because Part 2 was just, it was also just so very good in all of the things that happened. And then the last couple of ones that I'm going to list here are like ones that I haven't watched yet, but have plans to. And so there's, for example, Laid Back Camp. I've heard good things about Laid Back Camp. So I'm a Spider, So What? Like, I've heard good things about that too. Like, it's sort of like an... When I did the podcast episode with Danzig, we sort of like mentioned how every simulcast season sort of needs to have like its token isekai. This is sort of like that, but also at the same time, I've heard very, very, very good things about So I'm a Spider. And then there's also, of course, Yasha Hime, the continuation of Inuyasha, which, funnily enough, I've never watched before. So it probably should give me a good excuse to finally just start watching, or finally just watch Inuyasha. Like there's just so many things like that are on my anime backlog list that I understand like I will just never be able to get to, just because the list is just so vast, kind of like my game backlog. Like, backlogs are just like sort of the thing that I've come to grips with, the fact that they will never shrink, only grow. Like, every time like I finish something, like there's always like three or four that have like been added to the list, so the list itself actually doesn't get any shorter. But that's okay. But just like, how many animes have I listed in winter 2021? There's what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That's 12 animes that I listed. And that's not even half of like all of the shows that like aired during that. But like, that's 12 solid series that were airing during that simulcast season. I'm pretty sure I'm willing to be proven wrong on this, but I am very willing to bet. Well, no, I'm not willing to bet because I'm not a gambling man and I don't want to lose any money in case I lose, but I am pretty sure you will not be able to, because I can't think of one, but I'm willing to be proven wrong on this. I can't think of a single simulcast season of any year that had 12 solid series that were airing simultaneously in a simulcast season. Like, even like back to like the golden age when like Naruto, Bleach, and One Piece were out. That's already like three. I can't think of any that had like nine other ones that were great that were airing during that time. And like, even like if we include One Piece in that, like technically One Piece is still going. So One Piece was also here during the winter 2021 simulcast as well. So technically that would be 13 then, but I wasn't including it there. So I can't think of one that has been this stacked. And like, granted, it is sort of because of like a perfect storm with the fact that a lot of things got delayed due to COVID, which is why like a lot of these series got like pushed back and they all just ended up in the winter one. But yeah, I'm pretty sure there never has been, probably never will be another simulcast season that will be stacked with so much good things. Which, and I guess after that recap, sort of gets me to actually, honestly, the main point of why I wanted to make this episode 13 minutes in finally, of that's okay. It's okay that there never has been and probably never will be another simulcast season that's as stacked as this. I think that's fine, because it leads to an inevitability, and this is like something that's always true whenever there's something good that happens, is starting to create comparisons between things. And well, the reason I bring this up is because this was something that was actually starting to happen to me. Like, with this current simulcast season, like there are shows in this simulcast season that I shouldn't say would because they definitely do interest me. Like, this simulcast season, like there are, I can think of like six things that I am really excited, that I am actually very excited to watch. My Hero Academia season 5 is here. Fruits Basket final season is airing. And I kind of made a promise to a friend that I would finally just binge watch this series because she was just like, have you watched Fruits Basket? I was like, no, I haven't yet. She was like, you should. I was like, okay, fine, I will. She was like, yeah, because the final season is airing this simulcast. I was like, okay, fine, I'll finally watch it. And so, yeah, Fruits Basket has been great so far from what I've been binge watching. And so Fruits Basket's final season is airing. How Not to Summon a Demon Lord is just, oh, that's such a great series as well. There are two shows that are airing that looked really, really interesting to me, Tokyo Revengers and Burning Kabaddi. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Burning Kabaddi, I don't know. But like those two look really, really good. And then the token isekai trash of this season, or at least what it seems like it is, a show called I've Been Killing Slimes for 300 Years and Now I'm Like Level 99. Seems kind of up my alley because, like I mentioned before, just because something might be trashy or fan servicey or just token isekai doesn't mean I'm not going to watch it. In fact, I probably will because those are the sorts of things that I like. But yeah, that's six series that I would definitely enjoy. But I almost wasn't watching any animes recently. Just because I was just like, oh man, winter was so good. And then there just weren't as many. But yeah, like it's just one of those things where comparisons have their place. Comparing between two things has a place. But you can't use that as an excuse to not see, I guess, the good in things. Right, comparing things can get really, really negative at times. This was like, yeah, it was really affecting and killing my enjoyment of the Kermit simulcast season just because I was just like, oh man, winter was so good. This one doesn't have as many. But like, it's just one of those things, and like, where you just kind of have to be able to see the good in things instead of looking at the negatives. Right. And so this is kind of like taking a turn. Like I was using like the comparison of the animes as sort of like a baseline for this. But like this is just like something that's sort of true in life in general. Right? And this is something that I oftentimes, well, not oftentimes. I shouldn't say oftentimes. I'm used to oftentimes try and think about, but have tamed down and toned down a lot, is just trying to find the good in things. Like, for example, like, I don't really talk about it much or advertise it because, like, it's literally just been, like, probably like a dead WordPress blog site for a long time. But I do technically have a WordPress site where back when I was watching K-dramas like religiously, like literally I was watching like so many all the time. Like I have a WordPress site where I would write like drama reviews and things like that. And there were like a couple of shows where it was just so funny. Like I would write one because I used to also have like all of those drama reviews that I have on that site. I also have on a site that technically is basically just dead. Like, I don't think anyone ever goes there or updates it anymore, but like the site is still technically alive. I think it was called like AsianDramaReviews.net. And a couple of like the, it's kind of funny. A couple of the shows that I reviewed on there, like I can think of one in particular called Itazura na Kiss. I think it's called Itazura na Kiss. No, it's not Itazura na Kiss. It's I forget the name of the show. It might have been Itazura na Kiss, where basically like I wrote a review about the things that I liked about it. And the problem with that show is that the show in itself, the plot revolves around a guy who can only technically have sex 12 more times. No, not 12 more times. seven times. He could only have sex seven more times because he had like this thing called like rainbow balls disease or something like that, where each time he like finished, we'll say each time he finished, like he would shoot out like a small like colored ball, and it would go in reverse rainbow order. And the idea was just like that. Once he shoots out the red ball, that's the last one. He won't be able to finish anymore. And like, it's so fan servicey. It's incredibly fan servicey, and the plot literally just revolves around sex. But I managed to somehow turn it around and talk about how like it was a story about like romance and finding the one that's worth spending your time with, who loves you for who you are, not just for being able to have sex with you. And like I wrote like a review, something like that. And then I remember like one of the comments was just like, this sounds like trash fan service. I think I'll pass. And like I read that, I was just like, oh my gosh. In one sense, they're right. But in the other sense, I try to find the good in things. And in fact, I think like of all of the reviews that I ever wrote on there, and all of the drama reviews that I have on that WordPress site, all of them, I don't think I've ever like really given a drama like a really bad review. I've always found stuff that I like and that I think are good in these shows. And so yeah, like that's just something that I always try to do with drama reviews. And I realize I think also needs to apply in just life in general, of try to find the good in things instead of the negative, and try not to focus on the negatives, because it's so very easy to focus and dwell too much on the negatives. And when you do that, it's sort of just a, like, negativity is very, very self-feeding. Negativity feeds into negativity and just exponentially grows it. You start with like a small negative thing, and then it grows into other negative things. And then all of a sudden now you just start seeing the negatives and everything, and lose the beauty of things, because you're so focused on the dark, you lose sight of the good. So like, yeah, it's so very easy for that to happen. And so, yeah, it's just one of those things where it kind of just, me doing that with this past simulcast season and comparing it to the current one made me realize that I was starting to kind of just be negative about it. And it was kind of actually just sucking out my enjoyment. And that's when I realized, like, oh man, I really need to keep an eye on this and take care of it, because anime, like I've mentioned it before, anime is definitely one of my escapes / stress relievers of just being able to like binge watch a show and just like enjoy the story for what it is. And so if my own negativity starts to feed into more negativity and causes me to lose enjoyment in that, then no, it's gotta end there. And that's not to say that being critical of things is bad necessarily, because not everything is always going to be perfect. In fact, nothing is perfect. But at the same time, not letting it take too far. And I realize this might be slightly ironic of me saying like, try not to compare stuff, because I literally have a podcast episode on Proposal Daisakusen and how that was and probably will be my favorite drama period ever, and that no other drama that I've ever watched has sort of matched my enjoyment. And so it almost sounds like I'm contradicting myself by saying like, no, you need to see the good in things. But also at the same time, just because Proposal Daisakusen, which also thankfully is my most listened to podcast episode, I think at this point, I think like it's the only one that has more than 30 listens. I think at this point. But yeah, just because proposal dioxin is, was, and probably will be for a very, very long time, and I can't think of any reason why any would ever surpass it. Because really, mostly just because like I haven't really been that into watching Asian dramas lately. But it's okay because Proposal Dioxin was actually probably one of the earlier dramas that I watched. And so like there have been a lot of other dramas that I've watched in the meantime. None of them have become my favorite, but like I mentioned earlier in this episode, there hasn't been really a Asian drama that I've watched that I didn't find something good in. And so, right, and so just because something doesn't ever rise to the level of being your favorite doesn't necessarily take away from the positives of it. And so dwelling less on the negatives or focusing less on the negatives and not letting it choke out the positives and the enjoyment and keeping you from finding the good in things is, I think, a very, very important thing to have in life. All right, like just sort of in a general thing, like negativity has its place, but not at the expense of choking out the you being able to enjoy things. And the moment that it does is when you probably just have to take a step back and realize and start trying to find the things that are positive. I'll probably go into that in like another podcast episode. But yeah, no, definitely just being able to see the positives in things and seeing the good in life and realizing that despite some of the bad things that happen, there is still good, a lot of good that happens in the world, I think is a very, very important thing to always remember and always keep in mind. Yeah, like it was just something that I was reminded of just from comparing these past two seasons or these past two simulcast seasons. Or I mean like this current, sorry, not these past two, this current simulcast season and the previous one, of just remembering to always just like stay grounded and remember and enjoy the positives in life. And I think that's a very important thing to keep in mind. But yeah, that's all I wanted to sort of just talk about in this podcast episode. If you've stuck through this episode up to now, thank you very, very much. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. But yeah, I'm pretty sure this past simulcast season, the winter one, was the most stacked. If you can prove me wrong, I highly welcome it. Engage me on any of my socials. On Twitter, on Twitch, whenever I stream, on Instagram, on really almost anywhere that you find Asian, the username Asian Anime Dude, that's probably me. Feel free to just hit me up and be like, hey, Asian Anime Dude, you're wrong. This season was also just as stacked. And yeah, I look forward to hearing from any of you. If any of you have any feedback or counterpoints to anything that I brought up. So until next time, guys, thank you very much for listening. I will see you on the next episode. And as always, stay awesome. Yo, thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want to keep up with whatever I'm doing, feel free to follow me on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, and Instagram. It's the same username everywhere. Just look up Asian Anime Dude, AZN Anime Dude. Thanks, guys, and I'll see you on the next podcast episode.